For the CSTR algorithm shown here, cases 1 and 2 are referred to as linear calculations. For example, given the conversion X, the reactor temperature can be calculated immediately from the energy balance, and then one can proceed to calculate the specific reaction rate K, then the rate of reaction minus RA, and finally the reactor volume V. For case 3, one must solve the energy balance simultaneously with the combined mole balance, rate law, and stoichiometric relationships. One way to achieve this solution is to use the energy balance to determine the conversion XEB as a function of temperature, and then to solve the combined mole balance to find the conversion XMB as a function of temperature. One could then plot the conversion from the energy balance XEB and the conversion from the mole balance MB as a function of temperature on the same graph. The intersection of the two curves gives the conversion and the temperature at which both the energy and mole balances are satisfied.